It's all right, because I'm Saved by the Bell, and I've got 11 questions for you on the hit show from the 90s. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out the show, and thank you so much for joining me on Facebook every night for the last 38 days to play a two-hour, five-round trivia night right on Facebook Live. Man, we've had some really good shows, some really cool guests, and just a ton of fun every night, guys. If you want to play a full interactive trivia night, come find me. I have maxed out my friends at 5,000 on my personal page for Ryan Buds, but you can still like my trivia page, which is /trivia with buds, facebook.com/trivia with buds, and get some likes going there. And you can watch the show on either platform, on Facebook, my personal, or Facebook, my business page, every night at 7 p.m. Pacific. You can also see a schedule of all the shows I'm doing and the topics all week long over at triviawithbuds.com. Scroll down to events, and you can see some fun ones we have coming up, like Cobra Kai and the Karate Kid Trilogy coming up this Friday. My friend Jason Coleman is a huge fan of Karate Kid and Cobra Kai, and he said, hey, if I pay you, will you do that as a topic? And I said, yeah, for sure. So that'll be a really fun one, and he tagged the creator of the show, Cobra Kai, in his post promoting that I'm doing that. So that would be really cool if the creator of Cobra Kai comes and plays with us. So if you like those kinds of things, go to my website, RSVP, for a bonus point. Again, that's triviawithbuds.com. Today's episode is all about Saved by the Bell, and I used this for a 90s TV trivia night I did a couple weeks ago, and I had my friend Ed Garcia, who played Johnny Dakota on Saved by the Bell, do a little split-screen action. He talked about playing this character who offers the gang pot for the first time. It was a big Say No to Drugs episode on NBC for Saved by the Bell, and he got to play that one role because he was dating Tiffany Amber Thiessen at the time. And this guy, Ed, he is a great dance instructor and actor, and he lives around Laverne, California, and plays trivia with me on Tuesday nights at Lordsburg Tap House from 8 to 10 p.m. when the world opens back up. If you want to come play with us there, you can still get food to go, food and beers to go from Lordsburg Tap House in Laverne, and they make really good stuff. So stop by and say hello. Tell them Buds sent you. All right, guys, we're going to jump into today's episode. It is all about Saved by the Bell, 11 questions right now. Here we go. Saved by the Bell trivia, guys. Question number one, here it is. What is Lisa's last name on the show? The character of Lisa, what is her last name on Saved by the Bell? Number one. Question number two, which celebrity radio DJ made a cameo in the first episode of the official Saved by the Bell series? Number two, which celebrity and radio DJ made a cameo in the first episode of Saved by the Bell? Number two. Question number three, what is the name of the fictional band portrayed in a rockumentary-style Season 3 episode? Number three, what is the name of the fictional band portrayed in a rockumentary-style Season 3 episode? Question number four, what did Slater crash into while driving the driver's ed car, injuring Kelly's head in the process? Number four, what did Slater crash into while driving the driver's ed car, injuring Kelly's head in the process? Number four. Question number five, what actress played Screech's love interest Violet on Saved by the Bell? Number five, who played Screech's love interest Violet? About halfway through this quiz on SBTB, here's number six. What other high school was Bayside's biggest rival? What was the name of that other high school that was Bayside's biggest rival? Number six. Question number seven. Zach convinces Lisa to go on a date with Jesse's evil stepbrother, Eric, by promising her tickets to see which musical act. Was it MC Hammer, Paula Abdul, or U2? Number seven. Zach convinces Lisa to go on a date with Jesse's evil stepbrother, Eric, by promising her tickets to see what musical act. Was it MC Hammer, Paula Abdul, or U2? Question number eight, what color do students' fingers turn when they wear the fake class rings Zach buys from con artist Jem Diamond? Number eight, what color do students' fingers turn when they wear the fake class rings Zach buys from a con artist named Jem Diamond? Number eight. Question number 9 on season 3, the crew all get summer jobs at the Blank Sands Beach Resort. Fill in that blank. Number 9 on season 3, the crew all get summer jobs at the Blank Sands Beach Resort. Number 9. Two questions left. Number 10, Max, the owner of the Max, would chat with the characters and usually perform what? Number 10, Max, the owner of the Max, would chat with the characters and usually perform what? Number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, Saved by the Bell bonus question. For 2 points, what song did Screech, Zach, and Slater lip sync to in their version of the Risky Business Underwear Dance? Number 11, for 2 points, what song did Screech, Zach, and Slater lip sync to in their version of the Risky Business Underwear Dance? Those are all your questions for Saved by the Bell trivia. Hope you had fun playing along with the gang from the Max. We'll be right back in just a second with the gnarly answers. We are back with the answers to Saved by the Bell trivia. Let's see how you guys did on this quick round on the show. Number 1, what is Lisa's last name on the show? Her name is Lisa Turtle, played by Lark Voorhees. Number 1, Lisa Turtle. Number 2, which celebrity radio DJ made a cameo in the first episode of the official Saved by the Bell? That was Casey Kasem, the late, great Casey Kasem. Number 3, what is the name of the fictional band portrayed in a Rockumentary-style Season 3 episode? That is Zach Attack, Zach's band Zach Attack. I think Casey Kasem's on that episode, too. Number 3, Zach Attack. Number 4, what did Slater crash into while driving the driver's ed car, injuring Kelly's head in the process? That was the lockers, that main centerpiece for the hallway, the lockers. Number 4. Number 5, who played Screech's love interest, Violet? That was Erin Spelling, the producer's daughter. You might have heard of her, Tori Spelling. Donna from 90210, number 5, Tori Spelling. Number 6, what was the other high school that was Bayside's biggest rival? They were called Valley High, number 6. Number 7, Zach convinces Lisa to go on a date with Jesse's evil stepbrother, Eric. I don't remember this. I don't remember the evil stepbrother part. But he promises her tickets to see which musical act. The answer was MC Hammer. MC Hammer. I don't think he ever gives her the tickets. Number 8, what color do students' fingers turn when they wear the fake class ring Zach buys from con artist Jem Diamond? They turn green. Number 8, green. And number 9, on season 3, the crew all get summer jobs at the Malibu Sands Resort, Sands Beach Resort. Number 9, the Malibu Sands Beach Resort. And number 10, Max, the owner of the Max, would chat with the characters and usually perform magic tricks. He was a magician. I think he's still a working magician. Max, number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, what song did Screech, Zach, and Slater lip sync to in their version of the Risky Business Underwear Dance? I think in the real movie, it's Old Time Rock and Roll from Bob Seger, but in the show, they do Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, the oldie song Barbara Ann. That was the answer there for 2 points. And there you have it, guys. A fun little episode on Saved by the Bell. If you want to watch some more fun content, go watch Zach Morris being a jerk. I think it's called Zach Morris is an A-hole. Zach Morris is a jerk, something like that. College Humor, I think, made it. And it's all about how Zach Morris is just like this terrible person. So go watch that out. Maybe it's called Zach Morris is Trash. That might be what it's called. But it's very funny. So go back and give that a watch. Give it a search. All right. We have one more question for you. It's called the question of the day. And that question of the day is coming to you from me. And the question is, besides vegetable oil, what's the other main ingredient in mayonnaise? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was witchcraft for what they executed the first person for in 1692 over in Salem. And trivia team name of the day is Marky Mark and the Funky Bunches of Oats. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunches of Oats. Use that next time you play team trivia. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's pear.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.